This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on May 15th on WGN Radio. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday Night Trivia begins. And I'll try to mention this often, that this is Monday Night Trivia, so if you're listening to the replay on Friday night, please don't call. We had a great time last week, and it spurred a lot of calls on Monday night. Sorry to say I didn't mention this often enough, because it spurred almost the same amount of calls on Friday night. So if you're listening on Friday night, sit back, enjoy the show, and mark your calendar for Monday nights when trivia is live. All right, now assuming it is Monday, May 15th, 10:13 Central Time, we're in business, 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. We'll have a new question here, and we've got plenty of bumper stumpers, and we've got a theme. And I'm not going to ask you to guess the theme. I'm going to tell you the theme, and I hate to do this. I just absolutely hate to do this. Here's the deal. If you remember, our friend Pilot Dennis volunteered to go to East Chicago, Indiana, to find out what is up with Gary, or what is down with Gary. Next to Gary, with Scotty. Yeah, and I can barely talk, truth be known, and you're probably hearing that in my voice. Because I found out just a little while ago, John didn't want to break it to me early, and then I looked at my email, and I heard from Dennis that Scotty is no longer with us. Scotty passed away on February 9th, and I feel just terrible about that. Not only, of course, that he passed away, which I'm heartbroken, but more to the point that we were off the air a week due to John's stroke, and therefore, I don't know if he was listening in the last week, but we weren't even live to talk to him, and I feel just awful about that. And Dennis, we thank, even though it's just terrible news, we thank Dennis for going all the way to East Chicago to find this out. So, Dennis, thank you. Did you find anything else out?
Well, Raleigh, yes, quite a picture developed, and my condolences to the audience and yourself. I've learned that WGN meant a lot to Scotty. This was a three-day process. I really thought that I would come into town, go to his address, knock on a door, find him or not find him, and then maybe go down to a county office and determine the truth. You know, few hours, one day. That was not to be the case. I went, first of all, I found my way to the middle of the Rust Belt, what used to be the Rust Belt there, East Chicago. Mm-hmm. A very well manicured town. It looks like it'd been in hard times, but it was very clean and pleasant. Mm-hmm. Now, picture this. The population there is 100% African American.
Okay.
picture. So I picture this, you know, white boy, funny looking white guy coming into town in a silver rental car and start knocking on doors and asking questions.
Oh, God.
And I was well received, very courteously, but people were slow to give information.
Yeah.
I will say that Scotty disguised his exit from this earth very well. Virtually nobody I talked to knew that he had gone. They reported seeing him at various times, so I held out hope. His building was secured by an outside door. He lived in an upstairs apartment, and there was only one other tenant in that part of the building. So I stalked out the door for a number of hours, off and on during a couple of days, and never found anybody exiting or entering that I could ask and go up and knock on the door.
Wow.
So I started asking around town. I went to the corner lot and talked to the butcher and the cashier and the corner store, and then I went to town, and I went in a bakery shop and a restaurant, and people knew him by the description and by his interest in radio. They didn't even know his name, but they pictured him, and they told me about him.
Okay.
And so I found out the owner of the apartment complex. I called that woman on a Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and woke her up.
Oh.
I apologized and got hung up on.
Oh, no.
I saw her today, and all was well. But okay. In the course of these 3 days, I told the sad WGN story to enough people that word got around, and people that I had previously talked to started reaching out. One nice young man, the first day, he was going in the other half of Scotty's building, and you know, I grabbed his attention, and I was distracting him, and finally he said, well, give me your number and I'll give you a call if I see him.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's the last I'll ever hear of him, you know. So 2 or 3 days go by, well, 3 days, and I'm at the county health department trying to find stuff out.
Yeah.
And this nice man comes walking up to me, and he goes, are you the one that was talking, asking about Scotty? Yes. Well, I knew Scotty. He was a wonderful man. You say he's passed away. I had just found that out. And by the way, I really didn't get absolute confirmation until, I guess, my sad little puppy eyes and WGN story convinced her to do something that was just outside her purview, but she felt sorry for me and did it. And that's how I found out the date. I was not able to find out the cause.
Okay.
But what has emerged is this man was a very nice man. He lived in a very minor means. He was loved by everybody who eventually talked to me and filled in the blanks. And I think WGN was pretty much all he had.
Mm.
And I you know, it was a very bittersweet. I came away thinking this man ended his life. I still don't know how, but I think he felt a little more complete because of his WGN family and you.
Oh, man. And I feel so bad, like I say, that last week when I had to be off.
How are you to control that?
Well, you can't, obviously.
You can't.
But
you can't. You had your hands full. Are we to know? And how is anybody to know? I am glad I did this. I'm glad I didn't come and find out immediately he was gone. I'm glad I stayed around and talked to the butcher, the baker, the undertaker, literally in that order.
Right, right. No.
I discovered that today. I actually went to the undertaker Saturday night, and there was nobody there.
But, thank you for...
It was a journey that I'm glad I did, and it took 3 days, and I'm happy with that. And, you know, if Scotty had a chance to talk to his audience and his people, I'm sure it would be full of love, because everybody that I talked to, as the day went on, more and more, I knew him. Yeah. Everybody said wonderful things about him. And it just makes me want to go back to some of the old shows and pick out some Scotty shorts.
Well, all of our bumpers tonight will be favorites of Scotty's.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's the theme. And that's, you know, I'm probably not going to do him justice. And sadly, I know that he performed with a number of bands. I don't think he recorded with any of them, but I know he did a lot of live shows. And I wish we knew with whom, because he was never forthcoming about that. And I respected that. But I'm sure there are a number of people who would be very sad to hear this if they knew. And my only frustration is, as early as December, Scotty was talking about the unions had changed his health insurance and he wasn't even sure where he was going to get medication or what was going to happen with doctors. And I felt horrible about that. It's sort of like, God, I hope it wasn't that, because I would have loved to have been able to do something and I didn't know what to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I was ready. If I found him in a home or someplace, I was ready to get him a radio, get him a phone, and get him back on the air. You know, I didn't know what I was going to find.
Right, right. No, you found out what we feared the most, but glad to know it. Now, did he have any family? I mean, obviously, you know, somebody must have been close to him, I hope.
My dear sister Sharon, who doesn't let any challenge escape her, she did some search, and she's listening now, I believe. She did some searching and found apparent family members on the web.
Okay.
Gave me a couple of phone numbers, four or five phone numbers, and Facebook contacts.
Okay.
And I wrote the Facebook contacts and I dialed every phone number. Only one of the four that she sent me rang to a voicemail, which I left a message the other day and didn't hear back. And the Facebook contact, which appeared to be a relative, but only through her research in whatever system she used, did she come up with a name, and she found the name identical on Facebook, and that's the person I wrote, a young lady. She never answered.
Okay.
And there was... There were a few people I ran into that kind of, spun a tale, you know, and it didn't tell me fully the truth, and I guess that's okay, but because, you know, I ended up finding out what was wrong, but I could not, Sharon could not, and she's quite a sleuth at this, she could not.
Thank you, Sharon.
Everything she found out,
Now, I believe Scotty had referenced he had a niece, and that's why I was asking.
That's what Sharon found. Sharon found what she thinks is a niece.
Okay, well.
But the niece did not respond, and none of her published phone numbers came up.
Okay.
Answered. Yeah. Answered or disconnected. You never know. Burner phones, get phones, you disconnect, you do, you know, who knows?
Oh, sure. And sadly, we got the answer we needed, and that's very sad. I hope that with all of our thoughts and prayers on some level, he's hearing it right now, and I know he's in a much better place.
I do, too. I would love to know more about him. He has much knowledge.
Yes.
I don't know if he was a radio person or a music person.
Music person, he was, and he knew an awful lot and loved it, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, we're all better off having known him. But you know, the hardest part about death, I think, is those who are left behind. Like when I was really upset, John said, "Well, why are you so upset? He's in a much, much better place, and you're a believer." And I said, "Yeah, I know, but I'm stuck here now without him. It doesn't make it easier." So on a selfish level, I miss him already. And of course, on the greater level, I know he's on to much better things.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time, Raleigh, and thank you for listening, and thanks for sending me on this journey.
Well, thank you for going. That was, because obviously that East Chicago, Indiana, was not on any route you were taking, so thank you very much.
Well, it was a learning experience. I was, it's surrounded by heavy infrastructure, power lines, railroads, refineries, and it's this little town, kind of an island of all of it, and it's been well taken care of, considering it has seen better days in terms of economic growth. But the people were very kind and very nice and very accepting once I knew I wasn't the IRS or the tax collector somebody else trying to chase somebody down.
Yeah. I've seen you. You would stick out like a sore thumb that you didn't belong in that neighborhood. There was no doubt about that in my mind, but thank you.
You're welcome. And good night to his family. It was a great thing for him to have in his end of life.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, Dennis. Keep in touch.
You're welcome. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Talk to you soon, I hope. All right. So that's Monday Night Trivia, and the bumpers will all be Scotty bumpers, and some of them you will really recognize right away, and then maybe a few of them not so obvious. But it was hard to just pick 11, actually, and they were the first 11 off the top of my head, so maybe I'm not doing them justice, but I just heard the news recently and not doing too well with that. But nonetheless, we are playing Monday Night Trivia because that's exactly what Scotty would want to do. And I got a question for you. I think it's a fairly easy one. I'm in a benevolent mood about that. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? The odds are about 70% that stock will go up 70% if they do this. So what would cause a company's stock to go up 70% if they did it? 888-876-5593. If you don't like my questions and you don't know the bumper stumpers, you can have your own category, and we'll be proving that. Barry in New Hampshire wants advertising. I'm ready for him. And Tom in Covington wants 1956 music, and I'm ready for him, too. I'm ready for you if you'll call 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Dunga.
Dunga.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, one of Scotty's favorite groups, that's for sure, and you probably know who it is. And 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and hopefully Scotty is listening somewhere from a much better place. That's all I can say. Yeah, so it's a pity party for those of us left behind, and what can I say? All right, so we are, I'm trying to make this festive, and it's just not, is the truth. But I know that if Scotty were listening, he'd want to have a good time with Monday Night Trivia. So in that spirit, I'm sure going to try. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? That's your question. We're going to go to the news, find out what's going on in the world at large, and come back to your answers on WGN Radio.
Oh, oh, oh.
Why do you have to go? The night is still
young, yeah.
And darling, I'd like to know if our love is real anymore.
I'm in love.
Why do you feel this way? The night is still
young, yeah.
Tomorrow would only bring sorrow. That's why I love you so. Believe me, you should know why. still
young, yeah.
And darling, I want to know if our love is
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Well, that's another one of Scotty's faves, and yes, it's absolutely easy, but rest in peace, Scotty, and hopefully, as I say, he's listening somewhere. You might even want to take a guess at our trivia question, which the odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? 888-876-5593. If you don't like my bumper stumpers and you don't know my trivia question, you can have your own category, and we prove that every week. We're going to do it right now with Barry in New Hampshire, wants advertising. So, hey, Barry, how's it going?
Hey, Raleigh, well, that's a sad way to thing to follow.
Yeah.
About Scotty.
Yeah, it is. But as I say, it's selfish because I know he's in a better place. We're not.
Yeah, no, he's always thankful for keeping do up life.
Yep, and I'm sure going to continue to do that. So you want an advertising slogan?
I do.
And it's easy. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All righta.
All righta?
Yeah.
Potatoes.
All righta. Who's the sponsor? All righta.
Well, I'm thinking of all righta potatoes. I don't know.
Yeah, right, right. Well, so what's who makes them? Potatoes is good. You're right. Who is the sponsor? All righta.
Yeah, I thought Allrighter is the company name that makes
them. Oh, there's an advertising agency that should be fired. All right. Allrighta or Ida. Or Ida French fries. Yeah, and frozen potatoes. Yeah, or Ida. It stood for Oregon and Idaho. Or Ida. Oh, well. But at least you remembered the slogan, but that's so interesting. I'm sure they paid a lot of money to that agency for All Righta, and here you thought they were the sponsor. That's great. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Barry. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. So, yeah, All Righta or Ida. Yeah, oh, well. Now, let's see. We've got Tom in Covington. Hello, Tom. Are you there?
Well, I'm here.
And I hear
you hear about Scotty.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Maybe
all right.
Maybe you could do a tribute to him, or once in a while you could drop in one of his classic answers on the show.
That would make me organized enough to remember them. But I certainly know I picked out 11 records I know he loved, so that's a start. All right, we're going to do something different with you. You want 1956 music. So we're going to take this week in 1956, and I'm going to give you the top three artists, 1, 2, 3 of the bestsellers in stores, okay? And all you have to do is tell me the title of one of the songs, not all three. So the number one song this week in 1956 was Elvis Presley. The number two was Perry Como. And the number three was by Les Baxter. Give me a title of any one of those three.
Les Baxter, I think Poor People of Paris.
We have a winner. Very good. Excellent. That was right. Number three in 1956 this week. All right. You are a winner. Hang on, Tom. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So I figured I was looking for something we could do with Tom since he didn't seem to remember much other than the pop standards, but I figured, hey, the number one records are probably pop standards. Actually, the number one record was Elvis, and it was Heartbreak Hotel. And the number two record was Perry Como, Hot Diggity. Yeah. And that was a two-sided hit. The flip was Jukebox Baby. Mm-hmm. All right. So Marianne knows her bumpers. Of course she does. All right, Marianne. And it was an easy one. So who was our first bumper?
The Spaniels with Don't You Go.
Excellent. You are a winner. Don't give me a second one. We're going to let somebody else guess on
it. No, I don't want to do that one. But I'm like, you know, I am so thankful to that man that went and found out about Scotty.
Yeah.
I knew in my heart that he was a really, really good guy.
Yeah.
And I had a friend of mine, I got her started on your show, and she listens every now and then. She never heard Scotty, but she says, she'd call me and say, so did you hear Scotty last night? I'm like, yeah. I said, I feel like it's like my little WGN family.
Yeah.
And he is going to be, and I'm selfish too, he's going to be truly missed.
Yeah.
Because he was such a gentleman, and I'm not going to play the lotto anymore because...
Who would you give the money to? That's right.
I went to the store. $2. Come on, this is Scotty. Come on.
Yeah.
I wanted to suggest if anybody could do a GoFundMe page, but I didn't know how he'd feel about that.
Well, right. And that's why I never did anything either. When I mailed out his prizes, when we finally did do that at the end of the year, I made sure there were a couple of gift cards in there, but that was as far as I went.
Yeah. Like, I was hoping maybe you could have emailed him on the side and asked him if we could help him or...
Yeah, he did not email. He would call occasionally. We'd get phone messages, but
okay.
Totally old school. I don't think he was online.
Okay, well, I know my stomach is churning and my heart is being squeezed right now. And
yeah. Yeah, okay. And you know what's so interesting? And Amanda had said this too in an email. I can't believe there wasn't an obit.
Yeah, because you kept checking it, and I told my friend, Raleigh's checking no bits, and she knows how to go deep and stuff.
No, there just wasn't, and that really bothers me. I don't know anything about his niece or what that relationship was, but there was not an obit, and I feel terrible about that.
Well, I remember him talking a couple times how he went by his niece and watched TV and saw Hullabaloo.
Right, exactly.
And he gave her some of his prizes, and she was over the moon.
Right, and...
But, you know, maybe she's shaken up by this?
Well, I would think so. It's funny, because, of course, his name was George Scott, and so when I first looked up the obits, it was like, George Scott, Scotty. I said, yes, but it was from 2014 in Casper, Wyoming, so clearly that, yeah. It was like that, and I got a number of interesting things. There was a guy in Philadelphia, George Scott, who was a TV engineer and a dancer and all that. He died at 101 years old, but that was last fall. So, I found a lot of Scotties, but not our Scotty.
Well, the only thing I can think of saying now is beam me up, Scotty, because
yes.
It sucks without you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right.
How about that? I'm sorry I said that S word, but...
No, that's a technical term. That's fine. And,
okay.
In the blink of an eye, we'll all be with them. And I
one can only hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
all right.
Maybe now he's become your guardian angel.
That would be wonderful. All of us. I know he loved the show and loved everybody who called. So all of
and
us.
And everybody loved him back. I know that.
Yeah. So.
And if you didn't, then they shouldn't call or listen.
Right. No, I agree. And hopefully at some point his niece will reach out. I hope that she knows how much we loved Scotty.
Yeah, because somebody had to have stopped his mail, turned off his phone.
Oh yeah.
And all that other stuff, who had, the power to or the knowledge to do that for him?
Well, so obviously, and of course, we don't know where he died or any of that. So, there's more unanswered questions than questions. So,
hopefully somebody in that town is listening and will fill in the blank.
Well, right. And even if we never know, we know the important part, and that's that Scotty's no longer with us, and that's the saddest part.
Well, the important part we know is he sounded like a very wonderful
Absolutely.
Man that got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, and wasn't bitter about it. I agree.
No, you're right.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Marianne. Appreciate the call.
Okay, love you guys.
All right,
bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, all the bumpers, the theme this night is stuff Scotty loved. And we got another one coming up in moments. But in the meantime, our question, the odds that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Really? 70%? Do what? All right, we've got Donald in Midway. What do you think, Donald?
Hi, how you doing? Yeah, my condolences.
Thank you.
He was a lot of fun to listen to. He could have had his own radio show.
I agree.
With a voice like that.
Yes.
But my guess is a stock split.
Nice guess, but not right.
Right. Because I've seen it go up 70%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure it does. I doubt. And I'm sure there's lots of statistics on that. But if I'm asking this question, it's going to be something out there.
Do you have a question on Star Trek for me, maybe?
If you hang on, I'll find one.
Okay,
don't go
I'll
away.
Hang on.
All right, we'll do that. We'll get Donald a Star Trek question. We'll find out what Don and Beloit thinks, what Debbie and Wilmette thinks, Sherry and Naperville, and Linda. All right, Linda. Linda was the star of last week's show because we wouldn't have had a winner if she hadn't come up with all those great guesses that led people in that direction. So all that and more coming up in another one of Scotty's faves, too, on WGN Radio.
When they try to tell me how to run my life,
they say, oh, the girl,
they say the girl I love, she's no good. I'll be sorry, sorry, sorry if she becomes my wife.
We're looking in.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who are they? One of Scotty's favorite groups from the 50s. And actually, they recorded this in 1971 on Paula. Yeah, a worthy effort, too. I thought they were just terrific. And they were terrific in the 50s, too, of course. So who are they? 888-876-5593. And Donald in Midway wanted Star Trek trivia. So how good are you at this?
I don't know, so it really depends. I've been watching it since it first started. So
okay, well, let's see how you do. It's under the easy list, so, and of course, I couldn't tell you whether it was easy or hard, but here we go. What is the name of the vessel that makes first contact with the Vulcans in Star Trek First Contact?
I know everything about it except the name of it, unfortunately, I think, because I know that it was Ephraim Cochran. That designed it, you know, and it did make contact, but, oh man, let's see,
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's named after a U.S. city.
It's not Chicago.
No, it's the Phoenix.
the Phoenix, okay.
Yeah, and I don't think they were thinking of the city. I think they were thinking of the bird, but either way. All right, well, call me next week and we'll try it again.
Can I make one more comment here?
Sure.
I'm in a church concert this coming Sunday, the 21st.
Where?
And it's free. It's free. It's in Chicago.
Where? Tell me where.
It's on the Gold Coast.
Okay.
It's St. James Cathedral, which you might have heard of.
Sure.
And it's going to have St. James Choir, and I'll be singing with Fourth Presbyterian Choir, which I've sung with before, at the combined choirs at St. James Cathedral. It is free, donations, of course, accepted, but it's free. It's 6:30 p.m. This coming Sunday.
And
it should be a beautiful day.
What's the address?
Oh, the exact address, I know the intersection streets, I believe, are Wabash and Superior.
Good enough. Wabash and Superior, St. James Cathedral, 6:30 Sunday night. Have a good time, and hopefully folks will show up. I know a lot will, but hopefully listening to the show, they'll show up.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Just look it up. It's on, it should be on the stjamescathedral.com and fourthpresbyterian.com,
sure.
And, the information is out there. It's
all
on
right.
Twitter and various other sources, Facebook, certainly on the free Facebook site.
There you are. All right. Have fun, Donald.
Okay. Thanks.
Good deal. So, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, coming up against the news, but not too little time to at least check out Linda. Linda in Richmond Park. Hey, Linda, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, as good as can be expected.
Yeah, my condolences to Scotty.
Yeah.
He was greatly loved, and he will be greatly missed.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think we should all try to keep Doo-Wop alive. Just
you betcha.
Because of him.
You betcha. Absolutely. It'll be my mission. So what do you think of the question?
Well, the trivia, the question, I think if the employees for the company invest 10% of their wages each time they get paid back into the company stocks, I think it'll go up 70%.
I love that. It's not right, but that's a great idea. If you think of something else, call me back. Thanks, Linda.
All righty.
Okay, appreciate
bye-bye.
It. And two more hours of Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio. Another one of Scotty's favorites. Except I think I just played it. So we're probably moving on. It's like that tonight. And I know part of me was thinking, I had heard the news just before the show that I'm not doing this show. And then I realized I got to do this show. That's all there is to it. And Scotty would want nothing less. So moving right along. WGN Radio. I'm Riley James, and it is two more hours of Monday Night Trivia. All the bumpers are in honor of Scotty, who won't be calling in anymore, and I miss him already. We were worried, but now, thanks to Dennis, who took the time to go to East Chicago, Indiana, and check it out. Sadly, Scotty no longer with us as of February 9th. Rest in peace, Scotty. And I know you love that. 1957 on VJ. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, the odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? All right, Don and Beloit, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh. Thanks for taking my call, you know?
Sure.
I got a, you know, on this night, I got a kind of a good laugh for you, too. Because
right.
I think we all need a laugh, but I'm sorry, you know. You know what sets you apart on a night like this is that your guys are all family. I mean, it's all a big family. That's thanks to you. It's a credit to you and your listeners.
Yeah, it's a credit to them. Believe me, I'm just the ringleader. That's the easy part, and I thank everybody who calls. And we'll all miss Scotty.
I think you know what sets it apart is that. You got people that all recognize quality. You know, we all recognize quality music across all genres, and he was an encyclopedia. I mean, Scotty
yeah.
was, you know, just an encyclopedia of knowledge of all this stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You mentioned Hullabaloo, the show Hullabaloo, right?
Yes.
I mean, that was Sammy Davis Jr., of course, right?
Well, it was many, many, many people, obviously.
Oh, I didn't know a lot of people hosted that. Sorry.
Absolutely. No, Sammy didn't host it. He was on it occasionally, but had been on it. But no, absolutely not.
Well, you know, your listeners make this show because you bring it in as a family, and that's why it gets to us, you know. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for what you do.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's
well,
it's my pleasure.
I got a funny joke to throw this all together, but I think my answer, well, I was like Donald, you know, I was thinking initially the split, but I heard Donald was wrong, so now you got Don from Beloit. I think I got the right answer, maybe, because I went through this myself a few times. But I think it's when a company announces layoffs.
No. Oh, God, I hope that's wrong. But it sounds pretty true, doesn't it? But that's not it.
Oh. Well, my other guess was that I think any company that wants to move forward, they should put a big, giant poster of Charlie Rich in their boardroom.
That'd be an interesting take.
I think
take.
That would bring it all home.
Yeah, boy. I'll raise a glass to that. All right, good deal. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, and Hullabaloo, of course, was the answer to Shindig. And Steve Binder, who was involved with the dreaded Tammy show. I say that because what a fiasco that was. He directed it, but I think Sammy Davis did a couple of them, but, you know, it was everybody with Jerry Lewis and Petula Clark and, you know, David McCallum did a couple and Frankie Avalon. You know, the announcer, though, was Johnny Holiday. Yeah, who'd been a big top 40 jock at KYA and other stations as well, originally from Miami. Yeah, okay, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And Marlo is in Jackson. Hey, Marlo.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Not very well. How about yourself?
I ain't neither.
Yeah.
I mean, I was listening to the radio. My radio fade out so bad, and when the other young lady was talking, I said, uh-oh, something happened to Scotty.
He died on February 9th.
When you signed that out?
Well, we sent Dennis, my pilot friend Dennis from Colorado. He flew in. He spent 3 days there, and he told me today. He found out for sure this morning.
Because the last time I heard you see Scott on the phone, y'all was talking about y'all trying to get it. He's trying to get his insurance and stuff
right,
together.
Right, exactly. And I know, and that really worries me because it was right around that time.
Right, and you know, you was where, I mean, I'd be hearing it, where's Scott at? He haven't called. Scotty, please call this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's a shocker.
Well, absolutely, and like I say, I've seen obit, and I've been searching for an obit. And I feel really bad because I was off that week. He died on the 9th, and, you know, John's stroke was on the 2nd, so I was off. And if he was listening that last week, it was just replays.
So that was in February when he passed away?
Yes, February 9th. Yeah.
Wow, that's really something. It's an original member of the Jacksonians passed away, too. I was going to tell you, his name was Bobby Moten.
Oh, when?
Yeah, Bobby Moten. He was the original last week.
Oh, no. What was the deal? What did he die from?
He had cancer, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. And he played on it. He was a lead guitar player. He playing on that Hooker to the Mule.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And his kin folks in Cleveland, Ohio knew some people. That's how we got that record deal with Way Out Records.
Uh-huh.
And he was original. Yeah, he passed away.
Oh,
that
I'm sorry to hear that. How old was he?
He was 86.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
he was kind of older than we were, you know, when he played, when we got the group together with Steve.
Right.
You know, he was original.
Right.
Bobby Moten. Yeah, Bobby Moten.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Scotty going to really be missed. That knocked me on my feet when I heard you talking about that. And I wasn't for sure because my radio was fading out so bad because there's been thunderstorms here.
Uh-huh.
I said, let me call. Something ain't right. But I'm sure I'm going to miss Scotty.
Yeah, we all are.
Mm-hmm.
I just, all
well,
I can say is,
anything I can do or sin, let me know.
Well, thank you. You know, I mean, the only comfort is he's in a better place, but the rest of us are left here behind, and that's the tough part.
It is. It really is. It sure is. You said a mouthful of words then.
Yeah.
Wow, but I thought I called, and I'm super sorry to hear about it. I know you've been trying to find him.
Yep.
Scotty, where are you?
Right.
You know, it's all the time.
Right. Well, now we know.
Well, did this happen all of a sudden? You know,
see,
I don't remember. Y'all talk about the insurance.
Yeah, that was.
And he going here.
And he was having trouble walking. And he was having some breathing issues when he was walking. And, you know, he said that he had a doctor who was going to help him, but I don't know what happened with that contact. You know, because of privacy, Dennis couldn't find out the cause of death or any other details. And he did find out from neighbors and people around that, you know, that sadly Scotty was no longer with us, but how much he loved WGN and listening to this show and calling in. And, you know, that's great that we could be there, but it's our loss that he's no longer.
Well, didn't anybody know that he called all the time to call in and said, "Well, Scotty passed away," or anything? Let you know.
See, that's the thing that I'm not sure, because why was there no obit? Why is there no information?
Yeah.
And you know, I know he had a niece. But I have no idea beyond that. Dennis left a message for the only phone number he had that he could find for the niece, and she hadn't called back as yet. So I have no information beyond what I'm telling you.
Well, what little I called, I told my sister, if anything ever happened to me, she know to call you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, nothing better happen to you. I mean, and you're still...
I'm just saying if it did.
You're still a young man, so don't you be going anywhere.
No, man. I'm hanging in there, girl. But I'm really going to miss Scotty, though, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a regular like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd call in, and, you know, I'm so sorry to hear about that, you know. And
yeah.
You just, like you said, you're in a better place.
That's it. But like I say, we're left behind. It doesn't help us very much.
No.
But, yeah. So, all right, well, I'm glad you called, and take good care of yourself. Stay healthy.
Oh, okay, you do the same.
All right, thanks.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
And you do real good, real good.
Thanks. Hope to talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Sad night indeed that Scotty is no longer with us, but all the bumpers we will play will be in honor of Scotty. And I know this next one of his all-time favorite groups, to say the least. Then we'll get back to your calls, and we'll have bumper guesses, of course, but also our trivia guess. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Solitude can bring.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that arguably was Scotty's all-time favorite group. So that should be a clue right there as to who that is. And what else can I tell you about it? Well, actually, it was an album cut, 1959. And not even going to give you a label, because that would be too much of a giveaway. So 888-876-5593. And the odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? Again, I've been remiss. Let me mention, if it's Friday night, please don't call. It's a replay. We're live on Monday night, hence that's why we call it Monday Night Trivia. So mark your calendars for Monday from 10 to 1 Central on WGN and be part of the show. All right, but if it's Friday, sit back and relax and enjoy yourself. All right, so 888-876-5593. Michelle in Geneva knows a bumper. All right, what'd you hear, Michelle?
Hey, Raleigh. God, I'm all over the map tonight with this. I'm so sad. I didn't know this man, Scotty, but what a sweet soul. I'm just heartbroken. He was something else.
Yeah.
It's just awful that, you know, it took us, what, 3 months to find out, and now there's not that much that we know, but he was a mainstay man. What a great man, and a very humble, dear man.
I agree.
And boy, knowledgeable as all hell.
Yes, absolutely.
I know you probably can't do it tonight, but I wanted to request a song in his honor. And it's Since I Don't Have You.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that'd be good.
I'll do it.
I'm so sad over a man I never knew, you know, and it's just really heartbreaking. But at least we know, you know, there's something about knowing that at least is, you know, it'll be a balm for the soul eventually, but it's just such a sad night.
Yeah, and you know, it's such a tribute to him that so many people feel the way you and I do who have never met Scotty, but it just came through, you betcha.
No, he had something very special. He really
did. Yes, I agree.
And rest his soul, you know.
Yes.
I wanted to guess on the company thing. It's got to be wrong, but my thought was when a company becomes employee-owned.
Oh, God, no, that's not it.
Yeah, you're going to say, probably would have the opposite effect. But one other thing, one bumper stumper that you played one or two ago, it was about, I can't remember the name of the song, but it was Don't you know, Take Your Hands Off My Man.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was. It's a great song, but do you know the first time I ever heard that? And it was in Austin, Texas by a singer, a great blues singer named Angela Straley. Do you know who she is?
I know the name. I've never seen her.
Man, and she was playing with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble on this little stage in Austin. This was a long time ago. This was in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And she sang, I never forgot that song. She was, if you check her out, man, she's something else. Angela Straley.
She was
a real blues belter, did a lot of soul, a lot of blues, R&B stuff. And another real belter from down there was a gal named Lou Ann Barton.
Yeah.
Those two played that circuit for years, and check them out, they were something else.
Yeah.
They're still around, but anyway, but yeah, it's a sad night, and we'll just keep going on in his memory, and we'll never forget him.
No, we won't. Thanks, I appreciate the call, Michelle. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, all right. Raleigh.
So yeah, it is. It's terribly sad, but as I say, sad for us. Scotty is in a much better place, and like I say, we're left here. But I know how much he loved doo-wop and always thanked us for keeping it alive, and you can bet that's exactly what we will continue to do. We will take your calls. We've got Sherry in Naperville and Debbie in Wilmette and Mary in Chicago, Bob in Arlington Heights, and Stacy in Algonquin. So I was about to say one line available for you, but someone just took it. But when you hear somebody hanging up, that's the time to get on in there, right here on WGN Radio.
What would you do if you saw me crying? What would you do if you saw me crying? Would you walk away? Would you leave me and go astray and leave me crying? What would you say? If I told you that I needed you, what would you do?
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. So who is this? Yeah, Scotty and I had a lot of fun talking about this guy. Yeah, on stage particularly. So who is he? 1964 on OK. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got a question in play, and that is, the odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they'll do this. Do what? All right, and if you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumpers, you can have your own category, whatever you like. All right, so Debbie and Will Mitt, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm sorry about the loss of your friend, your caller.
Yeah.
You know, your listener. So
yeah, it is thanks.
Sad, and may his memory be a blessing.
You betcha. So what do you think?
I had two possibilities. They're probably both incorrect. But I was thinking when the company buys back their stock.
Oh, interesting. That's not it. What's the other one?
And the other one is when they increase their stock dividend.
That's not it either. But nice guesses, and I appreciate the call. Thank you, Debbie.
Of course, yeah. You take care.
All right, you too. All right, so good guesses, one and all. But remember, I'm asking the question, so you know it's going to be out there. Sherry in Naperville, welcome to WGN Radio. What's up tonight, Sherry?
I'm coming!
I won't even ask. All right, so Sherry's getting her exercise right now, running to the phone. Yes, there
yes,
you are.
I did.
All right.
Okay, first I want to say, Raleigh, well, first I want to know, do you know Scotty's approximate age?
Yeah, Scotty's 80. He might have turned 80. No, I think he died right before his 81st birthday.
Oh, he was 80 at least. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I was hoping he was older. But I want to get you out of your funk. And I want us all to get out of the funk. I want us to remember, and I'm celebrating Scotty because you were the magnet, Raleigh. You were the magnet because you did the doo-wop, and, you know, we didn't start listening to you till pretty much we lost cable TV and our antenna off the roof during the tornado. But, of our condo, which they won't replace. But nonetheless, oh, and I want to thank Dennis and his sister for all the work they did. He is just was a wonderful person, and I'm sure that he broke down some barriers of the whole divided culture. And in a way, when you say he's in a better place, he doesn't have to live through the strife that the rest of us are going to go through.
Agreed.
But anyway, I'm celebrating as if I'm not Irish at all, but I like the Irish wakes. And I'm remembering him 6 ways till Sunday. And when he blessed us all and he said, thank you for keeping doo-wop alive, it was all very genuine and it pierced my heart and warmed it up every single time he said that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Anyway. And I know that I'll get there, but tonight I'm just sad. And that's maybe selfish.
No, I get it because it was probably a shock.
It was.
I kind of felt the past couple times he had called and said they don't know what it is, something with his blood, blah, 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 that I didn't think. And not don't blame yourself for the timing or anything. I also want to say, I know Dennis found a niece, but I also thought when you sent him the package, which was shortly after the first of the year, that it took him a couple weeks. I remember he saying that he tried to deliver it or something, and now we know because it was a gated area, that he had to go to the post office. They said, we were about to send it back the next day, you know.
Right.
So he got there just in time.
Yeah.
And he went through all the things you gave him. And I swear, but you'd have to know, you know, maybe 7 days or so. I don't know what day you would have called in if it was a Monday or whatever. But I'm pretty sure that he also mentioned a nephew, I thought.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That was what was
interesting.
Stuck in my head.
Don't know about
but it
that.
Was the second thing. And then the Christmas before, he was very grateful to some woman in his church that sent him a bunch of books to read.
Right. Right, I do remember that.
I don't know if the church was in Chicago or in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he was from, but he was, just like you, a wealth of knowledge. And you, Raleigh, or the magnet. And Scotty was here to weave us all together.
Yeah, we'll miss him.
Yes, I've missed him since he hasn't called in.
Yeah.
But, anyway, I just want you to know that don't bang yourself up because we love John too.
Oh, absolutely. But still, I just, you know, timing is everything, and I'm sure things happen for a reason, but I'm just
sad about
it. Don't
beat yourself up.
I'll try not to.
You didn't do anything that you could be criticized about.
No, like, thanks.
Nothing at all, ever. Anyway. All right. So let's go down to the next thing.
Yes.
And Dennis, the phone numbers and the contacts he got, I know that there's a big thing about people because of all the scams and stuff. If you don't recognize a phone number or it's not in your cell phone, it doesn't pop up with somebody's
name
because it's not in your contact list, people will not answer that. They won't even listen to their voicemails half the time. But if he texts that phone number, if it's not a landline, then possibly he could get a response from some family members.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea because you're right. And the problem with all these scammers and spammers is that they do robo-dialing and all they're looking for is an answered phone. And once they get an answered phone, then they'll sell that number as proven active. And, you know, then, my God, the floodgates open. So, yeah, the last thing anybody ever wants to do is answer the phone if they don't recognize the number. Another thing that's going on right now is there are so many caller ID spoofers, which are easy to use, and you can wind up changing your caller ID nonstop with pretty much a keystroke. So that's no good thing either. If you say, oh, well, it's the exchange near me, doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah, but he could use a few clues, like you could, if you found whenever Scotty called in last or a date or something and say, Scotty was beloved, he would call into WGN, he knew so much about music. If you don't believe me, go to Raleigh. I don't remember.
Yeah, right. Well, no, absolutely. If he sends a text, and if his niece has a cell phone, which he probably does, maybe she'll read it, and that would be interesting. But you know, sadly, we've gotten all the information we need to have, which sadly is that Scotty is no longer with us, and you know, that's really anything else we get at this point doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know.
I just wondered if there was...
Yeah, I know, for closure and all that, but still, for the most part, you know, he's entitled to his privacy, too, and so is his family, and all we cared about was how is he doing, and sadly, we found out our worst fears.
No, we cared about more. I remember the girl, I think, from Arizona, maybe? I don't remember her name. When I hear it, I know it. But she said, if I win the lottery, Scotty,
you're
getting half.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But, yeah, no, she's from Chicago, Marianne. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, Marianne, okay. Anyway, well, I do have some guesses.
Okay, let's hear them.
Good question. All right, so I'm going to go with the second best first. And that is, if a conglomerate-type company spins off one of their companies, and that spinoff increases the most in value.
That's not it. Next.
Okay. My next one, and if I'm close, then I got three more guesses as to which to pinpoint it is. When a stock is included in one of the three major exchanges.
That's not it.
That's not it, huh?
No.
If you take the company private.
That's not it.
If the Oracle of Omaha invests in it.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
Huh. If you finally offer a dividend when you didn't have one before.
And that's not it either.
How many am I on? Five?
Yeah, five. You got another one.
All right. Let's see. Oh, this happened to FCNCA. Ticker symbol. If you're a bank or a financial institution and you acquire a bank that just collapsed with all their assets.
That's not it either.
Oh, wow. Okay, those are my best guesses.
Well, those are all wonderful guesses. They're not even close. But thanks for calling. I appreciate
it. They're not even close?
Not even in the ballpark.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
All righty then.
All right, thanks for trying.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thank you, and thank you for being so lovely.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, so good to talk to Sherry, and good to hear from you, too. We're going to do original Star Trek trivia with Mark before the night is over. I can tell that already. And Bob in Arlington Heights has a couple guesses. So, Bob, welcome back to WGN Radio. Bob gave up, but I think Sherry took care of Bob's guesses, so I think that's what went on there. So Mary in Chicago wants in on this, so you still
Hello.
With us. Hey, Mary.
Hi. Oh, so nice to talk to you. So, yeah, I do have a guess.
Okay, let me hear it.
Well, contrary to what I thought, it's the old adage, you have to spend money to make money, and I think that the company would have to expand into other industries that are similar to its core so that they can inevitably cut and reduce costs in distribution and manufacturing and purchasing.
That's a wonderful guess. It's not right, but it makes so much sense.
And I memorized all that.
Yeah, no, you did good. Made a lot of sense.
Good.
Yeah, no, you did good. But remember, if I'm asking these questions, the answer's got to be really out there.
That's okay. Well, I just impressed myself.
Yes. You can go into a boardroom now and spout off all you want. Sounds good to me.
That's right. Can I tell you a couple things, Sally?
Yeah.
About Scotty. I loved his voice. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I loved that man's voice, and he was so classy. And yes. What I loved was when he was thanking you on the air for the box that you sent. He was listening everything, Whitney Houston, and just going on and on. What a humble man, filled with humility, and I just loved that. I liked listening to him very much.
Me too.
I wanted to say thank you, for just being a humanitarian, Raleigh. That's what you are. You're a humanitarian. But in any case. And I was also wondering, because I'm basically a new listener. Do you take requests for replays? I heard a song that you played a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, sure. Yeah, as far as requests, yeah. If I remember, I do. So what is it you want to hear?
Oh, that one. It's called Baby, I'm Yours.
Which version did I play? To play the original?
I don't know.
Okay.
I sounded like the original from what I remember when I was I don't know. But whatever it was so good.
Yeah, Barbara Lewis. Okay, I'll be happy to do that for you.
Oh,
I'll get it on tomorrow night.
Nice talking to you.
Well, likewise. Yeah, tomorrow night, I promise I'll play it.
Oh, I'll be listening. Thanks,
All right, Molly. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Have a nice evening.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's one of those classic songs that everybody has done. But we'll play the hit, and who knows, maybe some variations as well. So we'll get to everybody, including hopefully you, going to free up a line right now. So there's one available for you, 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio.
What makes my heart turn upside down and my head goes spinning, round and round? It only happens when I'm with you. What makes me count days gone by, then never heave a sigh. It only happens when I'm with you. As time goes by, I tell myself that I'm living in a wonderland, and I can't seem to understand
WGN Radio. I'm Roddy James. I know that's easy, but I also know this one is Scotty's faves. Indeed. So we have another hour of music trivia, of Monday night trivia, not just music, all sorts of things, and our question and your calls and your answers and all like that. So stay right where you are. You're captured. We'll pick it up there a few minutes after the news right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Riley James, another of Scotty's favorites. Rest in peace, Scotty. I hate saying that. I really do. All right. We're playing Monday Night Trivia. And by the way, if this is Friday night, don't call. We appreciate you listening. I sit back, relax, enjoy the show. It's a replay. On Monday night, we're live, and we appreciate it even more if you'll give us a call. So mark your calendars for Monday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central Time right here on WGN Radio, and we'll do it to it live. But Friday night, relax and enjoy the show, and thank you for that. I don't say that often enough, and I apologize to everybody who's going crazy with frustration from the phones not being answered on Friday. Well, that's because we're not live. All right, so Barb in Lake Bluff, Illinois, knows a bumper. So, Barb, what'd you hear?
Okay, so first of all, I'd like to say, also, Scotty, rest in peace. I've been listening to the show for several years and truly enjoyed when Scotty called in.
Yeah.
So the bumper stumper that I remember and reminds me of him was Music Maestro Please by the Flamingos.
Absolutely right. 1959 on End. It was an album cut on Flamingo Serenade. You are absolutely right. So,
great.
Hang on, Barb. We'll get that address, and eventually you'll get a prize. Don't hold your breath waiting, but we'll do it eventually, I promise. All right.
Not to worry.
All right, good deal. So, yeah, I know Scotty loved getting those packages, and by the time we got them around to Scotty, they had a lot in them, that's for sure. So we thank Barb for that. We have a question. And by the way, if we don't get an answer at the end of the hour tonight, well, then this will be a straggler for next week. The odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. 70% if they do what? We've got Henry in Clifton. No, in Clayton. All right, North Carolina. All right, Henry, thanks for calling.
Hi, Raleigh.
Yeah, thanks.
How you doing? All right? I know, sad night
for
you and,
yes,
and all of us.
Yes.
And we all sort of appreciated Scotty, you know.
Yeah.
That's that mellow voice and that knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
He was like in your category of knowledge and area, I wouldn't say.
Absolutely.
The same exact. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping he's listening from wherever he is.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Of course.
He no should question. Know how well loved he was.
Yeah, don't even question it. Of course he is.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. You know, I'm guessing that a stock price goes up when they go public, when they take the company public.
Nice guess, but not right.
I think I figured that.
Yeah, I'm glad you called, though. If you think of something else, call me back.
I will. I'd like a request. It's not a Scotty song, but it's my song for Scotty.
Okay.
It's Tears on My Pillow.
Okay, you betcha. I'll do it tomorrow night.
You know, if you could fit it in. And the last thing is, thanks for keeping Doo-Wop alive.
Oh, you betcha. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. And let's see here. We've got Stacy in Algonquin. What's going on tonight, Stacy?
Hi, Wally.
Hey,
it's so sad.
Yeah.
About Scotty. He was a true gentleman.
Agreed.
And that's terrible. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
He always said blessings.
Yep. He did. Now, Stacy, how have you been doing? How do you feel?
Okay, just a little sore, you know, because my legs are kind of bandaged up, so to get down my swelling.
Okay, now, did you go to the doctor today?
Yes, yes.
And what'd you find out?
And so, I have to keep, she put, what do you call the band, those socks that
compression.
You put on.
Compression.
Yes, yes. So I have those on.
Okay.
To get the swelling down.
And what does she say?
And I have to keep my feet up.
Of course.
And to make sure I also have to, you know, moisturize.
Uh-huh.
And just watch everything. And then I have another appointment in 2 weeks on the 30th.
All right. What did she say about the infection?
They said, how did they, you know, so many people were working on me all at once. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, as long as you know what to do, and you'll do it every day, and you'll go back in 2 weeks.
Like, they were just, the doctor, he was just taking off, like, little pieces of skin.
Uh-huh.
And then I had so many people working on me at uh-huh. once, taking my blood pressure and then putting on the compression socks
uh-huh.
and telling me that moisturize,
uh-huh.
keep your feet up,
uh-huh.
get the swelling down,
uh-huh.
and just wear my, not the New Balance, my doctor comfort, because they okay. have to be diabetic.
All right. Now, when you go back, ask them about, because we had one of our callers who mentioned this, that there were visiting wound care nurses you might be able to get.
Oh, okay. I'll ask him that.
Yeah, because that would be great if you could get somebody who could come to the house.
But everybody was really, really nice.
Good.
And I was a pretty good patient. It's just I've been a little sore because I'm going tomorrow to my foot doctor to trim my toenails.
Okay. Well, make sure he's careful. You don't want to cut them too much because you don't want anything, you don't want any open wounds there.
Oh, no, he's a new doctor.
Okay. Yeah, but regardless, you tell him about the diabetes and tell him, hey, don't cut me.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm hanging in there. I'm
a little sore,
but everybody was just so wonderful with me.
Well, good. As well they should be, Stacey.
I mean, they were just everything. Just every place right. I went, you know, in the hospital, they just...
Good.
Oh, God, they couldn't be more wonderful to me.
Well, excellent. I'm glad to hear it. And now you'll do your part and you'll take care of yourself while you are at home, and you will go back in 2 weeks and you'll go to the podiatrist tomorrow and get those nails trimmed.
Definitely. And
all
I'm
right.
so sorry, Raleigh. Scotty, gosh. He always said, too, with his blessings
yes.
for everybody.
Yes.
Well, that's so sad.
Well, now he's in a much better place, and that's
yes.
That he really is, and so his worries are over.
Yes, he is.
It's a loss for the rest of us. But I'm glad you called, Stacy, and it's a real good report. Thank you for that.
I know, and I'm so sorry again, Scotty. Rest yeah. in peace. You
yes.
were a true, true gentleman.
Agreed. Okay, we'll talk to you soon, Stacy.
Okay.
All right, good Bye-bye. Deal. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and we got Johnny D. in Youngstown. What's going on tonight, Johnny D.?
Yes, hello, Raleigh. I feel you.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah.
And, Scotty, he was a special guy there. I mean, especially on the radio.
I agree.
And, I was thinking, so many good things you could say about him, but I once heard a eulogy by Obama eulogizing somebody. I forget who it was, but he said the best thing you could say about a guy that passes on is he was a good man, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so, that's all I can say. Scotty was a special kind of guy there, it sounded like. But anyhow, let me say this. I was going to guess a Flamingo song because I knew that was one of Scotty's, Scotty's favorite groups.
Yes, exactly. And we already had someone guess that. Yes, Music Maestro, Please. We played it.
Yeah, I heard the woman guess it, but I was going to come in with, saying Flamingo. I had no idea what song it would be.
But you knew there'd be one. You're right. There absolutely would. You knew you'd have flamingos. You knew you'd have moon glows and spaniels and dells and Eldorados, and you had them all.
Yeah. But I think I remember him say that the greatest ones of them all was the flamingo.
Right.
That's
why I played Music Maestro, Please.
Yeah. Well, Rolly, those tunes are a little bit before my time, but I know you and Scotty were into them.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And I'd like to thank Dennis and his sister for their investigative work there. That
you betcha, Dennis and Sharon, thank you, you betcha.
Yeah. All right, now, on the question, the trivia question.
Yes.
The company does what?
All right. Yes. Well, that's right. A company does what? The odds are a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this.
All right. I'm thinking, I don't know if this applies, but I think this is what I was thinking. Advertise on radio?
Oh, I wish. That's not it.
Okay.
It's nice thought. Nice thought.
You always go far out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, that's a lovely thought. Not right.
Does businesses go up when they advertise on radio?
Oh yeah, advertising in general will never hurt you, and it's interesting how many people don't understand that when they're saying, "Well, I don't have the money to advertise," that's the time you need to advertise.
Yeah.
Gotcha. By the way, that's
well,
said.
I was going on that.
Yes.
So let me do a hominid.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
In the early 1970s, Mary Leakey and Tim White found bones of what were likely Australopithecus afarensis dating back in the range of 3.7 to 3.5 million years ago at a site in northern Tanzania named Laetoli. What else did they find there? A, footprints of these early hominids. B, stone tools made by these early hominids. C, evidence of regular fire use.
Well, I seem to remember something called the Laetoli footprints. So I'm going to go with A.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
What caused you to develop this unusual interest in hominids?
My wife bought me she bought a coffee table book a long time ago. I bet it was, like 20 years ago. It was called The Last 2 million years or 3 million years, something like that.
Okay.
And in it, they had it started out with early man,
Mm-hmm.
And then it went through all the civilizations, Greek, Roman, this and that, Byzantine, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but them pictures on the Australopithecus and Homo habilis and all the Homo things, got my interest. So then I just start
checking it out on YouTube and internet, and that's, you know, just
wow.
Some things just get your attention, you know.
Yeah, well, you certainly do well at this, so you once again are a winner. Hang on, we'll confirm that address, and thanks for calling, Johnny. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, another one of Scotty's favorite groups. No doubt about that. You probably know who they are. That actually came out on Apex in 1961, and 62 it came out again on VJ, but originally on Apex. So 888-876-5593. We have a question at play, which is, the odds are that a company's stock will go up 70% if they do this. Before I get back to those answers, Michael is a first-time caller, and he's in Olympia Fields, Illinois. Yeah, not too far from Linda in Richmond Park. So all right, Michael, thanks for calling WGN.
Yeah, hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
Oh, as good as can be expected. How about yourself?
Yeah, I understand. I'm doing okay, but so sorry to hear.
Yeah.
But, wow, we're going to miss the guy.
We are.
I've been listening for a long time, and you have some great knowledge, and I certainly appreciate it.
Well, I'm just so glad you called. Sad occasion, but so glad you did, and I hope you're going to call more often. So what did you hear you know?
Yeah, well, I heard one of my favorites, Walter Jackson.
Yes, and that's my favorite song by
Welcome
him too.
Home.
Yeah, What Would You Do?
Yeah.
And you know, Scotty had such hilarious stories about Walter on stage. As you know, if you're a fan, he walked on crutches, and he would when he was singing out his heart. Scotty said they all expected him to fall backwards more than once each song.
Yeah.
And
Absolutely.
he was just terrific. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you real quick. I am a guy that makes braces and artificial limbs.
Okay.
And Walter was in my place on the south side.
Uh-huh.
Once upon a time.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine, Carl Davis, knew me.
Ooh.
He knew what I did, and he knew, and Walter needed my services.
Yes.
So he brought Walter into my place, and we kept Walter there all day, and when he left, he had just about new braces on.
Oh, bless
you. Didn't make his braces originally, but we refurbished them for him.
Oh, bless you, bless
and,
you.
He was outstanding.
Yeah, are you still doing it, by the way? Are you still involved?
A little bit. I'm older now, but I'm still working a little bit. I'm in pretty decent health, you know.
Yeah.
Right about Scotty's age, so, okay. You know.
Yeah, but boy, I'll tell you, in your lifetime, have you ever seen our artificial limbs improve? It's just amazing some of the things they're doing today.
Absolutely. I enjoy it so much. That's why I retired and came back.
Great.
So,
well, hang on. I want to get your address, because you knew you were absolutely right. It'll take a while to get your prize, but I hope you're going to call again soon, and don't go away. All right, so we met Michael, how neat, in Olympia Fields, and we'll check out what's going on with the news and get back to you right here on WGN Radio.
God bless our love. Imitation, for he
knows that we have been tempted. Beyond and above humiliation.
God bless all of
us. Will he be by our side when we need a guide? And as he's blessed the stars above,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I know this guy was one of Scotty's fave. We talked about him often and lamented that he didn't come on the show, and not for lack of my trying, that's for sure. But nonetheless, his music lives on. He's still alive, too, just apparently not wanting to join us some night. But maybe that'll change. But in the meantime, we got the records, and that's terrific. Of course, sadly, Scotty won't be joining us again. Passed away February 9th, and still reeling about that. But we will keep Doo-Wop alive, and we'll keep Scotty's memory alive as well. It is Monday Night Trivia, so if you're listening on Friday night, don't call. It's a replay. Sit back and enjoy the show. But if it's Monday night, by all means. Now, if you get a busy signal, which you will right now, then wait till somebody hangs up, and then there'll be plenty of time for you at 888-876-5593. That's 8888-RALEIGH. And let's see, we got a full board of calls, and looking at the time that people are on hold, Stephanie in Madison's been waiting about a half hour, so Stephanie, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh. First of all, I just want to say how sad I am about Scotty.
Yeah.
He was just a radiant yeah. soul. He was a beautiful person.
Agreed.
He really was. It just came through so much, mm-hmm. you know. The love that people have for him, so well deserved. I mean, because you felt it coming from him.
Yeah.
Like when he would talk, just through the airwaves. I mean, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I'll take a couple of guesses at the trivia question. One of them is, the company buying back their stock, reducing
nope.
the amount of public. Okay,
nope.
no? Okay. How about changing the management of the CEO?
Nope.
Okay. I would love to make a request if you could play Hide and Go Seek by Big Joe Turner. I would love it.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right. You betcha.
Hugs to you all. God bless all of you. Some really wonderful people out here.
You betcha.
You, Raleigh.
Thanks, Stephanie. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, the odds are that a company stock will go up 70% if they do this. 70%. What is it? And, of course, if I'm asking this, you know it is out there. Steve in Newark, welcome to WGN Radio. Hello, Steve.
Not much I can add about Scotty's passing, mm-hmm. but yeah. I will certainly miss hearing his voice on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
He was such a sweetheart.
Agreed.
But I got the answer to the trivia question.
Oh, all right. I like a man who's self-assured. What do you think?
Sell 70% more stock.
Yeah, I love that. That's not right.
Oh.
Yeah, I love that, though. That's a very creative answer. It's not right.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
All right. Thanks for trying and talk to you soon. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, 888.
Go to a break.
Go to a break, like right now.
Yeah.
I didn't? Did I do
no,
the news?
Go to a break
right now. Okay, yeah. On WGN Radio.
Pray on you, sinner, now pray on you, sinner. Pray on your sins away.
Be with you and save by your side.
WGN Radio. Rest in peace, Scotty. All right, so that's another one of Scotty's favorite groups. You should recognize them. 888-876-5593. The entire list, if we don't reveal it on the air here in a couple minutes, is always on Rolly.net. So you can, Rolly.net. You can see that for yourself. We have a question in play. And that is, the odds are that a company stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? And if it turns out that nobody gets it in the next 10 minutes or so, then it will be a holdover question for next Monday Night Trivia. But for right now, we got another first-time caller, and it is Carol. And Carol is in Hanover Park, Illinois. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
What do you think?
I think when they use a celebrity endorser.
You know, that's a great, and really, seriously, that is a great answer. It's not right, but I like that answer.
Okay.
But thank you for trying. If you can, call me again sometime. I'd appreciate it, Carol.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. All right. Yeah. I thought that was a swell answer. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And if you're wondering, I thought when John said, get off the air now, I thought, oh, God, don't tell me I've blown the entire newscast or something. No, we actually did that. But there's a little connectivity problem. So if you're listening and you get some dropouts, well, that's the way it'll be for the next 8 minutes and just live with it. All right. Like I always say, this is radio. No one dies. Doesn't matter. All right. So with that in mind, we've got Mark and Aurora. Hey, Mark.
Well, a lot of us were fearing this, and I will always remember Scotty as a man of verve, V-E-R-V-E.
Yeah.
He had a zesty personality, and I always loved it when he ended his call with that resonant voice. Thank you for keeping Doo-Wop alive, Raleigh.
Yeah, and we will
continue. Oh, he was fun. The Scotty on Star Trek was pretty zesty, but it was always about the ship and its engines, and only twice in the whole series was it about women.
Well, that's enough. And having seen Scotty, night, that was enough, yes.
Some other night, I will tell you about the one Star Trek episode I remember that puts death in a positive light, but it's too long to get into all tonight, right. So I'll just take my trivia question, but Scotty was just...
Yeah.
Effervescent with joy.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. In the episode Miri, what was the name of what was the name of the creature that attacked Captain Kirk in the schoolroom?
Oh, in the schoolroom.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he kept saying, "You broke it. It's broken." And but I don't remember his name.
It's a her.
Oh, it's a her.
Yes, it was Miri's friend.
Yeah.
It was Louise.
Louise, yeah.
Louise was Miri's friend, but was infected earlier because she was a little older than Miri.
Yes.
I'm glad you're saying yes. I might as well be speaking Latvian.
And that was the episode in which a younger woman falls in love with Captain Kirk.
Well, somebody has to. All right. Well good deal.
She betrays him briefly, and then she turns back to his loyalty again.
Well, Louise. All right.
I wish I could remember the name of that actress.
I'm clueless. You could probably look it up though. And if I had more time, I would. Yeah. All right, so I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, comfort to you and everybody else.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Leah is in Marcus Hook. Now let's say goodbye to Mark there and say hello to Leah. How's it going tonight, Leah?
Oh, almost a sad night for everyone. You know, I just wanted to say rest in peace, Scotty.
Yes, absolutely.
And, if Marianne's still looking for someone to set up a GoFundMe page for, she can do it for me.
Well, no.
I'm still trying to save up money for those implants.
That's
dental implants.
Yeah. Nope. All right. So,
my guess is that if a company makes their product in America and advertises that way, they would boost sales.
Oh, I wish that were true. I really wish that would. But to the best of my knowledge, that doesn't work, which is why nobody's doing it. But they should.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it,
Raleigh.
Though. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. Yeah, I like the spirit, that's for sure. Made in America certainly works for me, but invariably it's costly. You pay more for it, and when people don't pay more for it, the stock usually doesn't go up. Should, but yeah, a lot of woulda, coulda, shouldas on that one. So, yes, the odds are that a company stock will go up 70% if they do this. Do what? Gordon is in Chicago. Hello, Gordon.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
Oh, I'm making it.
I've only been listening for an hour, hour and a half, and I don't think anyone's guessed this. I'm amazed that they haven't, but I would say a stock split.
It is not. People at the beginning of the show were thinking that. It is not. But, you know, if I'm asking the question, you know it's going to be some out there answer.
That's what I was thinking. How about an acquisition?
Nope.
That's all I've got. Stephanie from Madison came close, in my opinion, with a buyback.
Oh.
But
nope.
None of those are right.
No, they're not. But you'll have a whole week to think about it, so call me next week.
I guess I will. Thanks.
I hope so. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we've got James on the south side with us. Half a dozen guesses. All right, James, you got about a minute to go for it.
Okay. I was first going to say, did you play Jerry Butler?
You know, I almost did and decided not to. I was going to play Mr. Dream Merchant.
You
but
didn't do the Duke of Earl either?
No.
The guy who does the Duke of Earl?
Yes, I did Gene Chandler. That's who did Bless Our Love. In fact, since you're asking, I'm going to tell you. I did Don't You Go by the Spaniels, Why Do You Have to Go by the Dells, Looking from the Outside, the Eldorados, Hands Off, Jay McShann and Priscilla Bowman, Music Maestro Please, the Flamingos, What Would You Do, Walter Jackson, When I'm With You, the Moon Glows, This Is the Night, Cool Gents, Tragic, the Shepherds, Bless Our Love, Gene Chandler, and May God Be With You, the Dandeliers.
I was going to say, did you do the Dandeliers? But the song before that, I thought maybe you had done the Iceman.
All right. Well, no, I that was Gene Chandler. I was going to, but you know, there were only 11 songs. So now we've got about 20 seconds. So you're only going to get a few guesses.
Okay. I'm going to say they move everything overseas and increase board of trustees.
Nope. Huh? Nope. Be thinking about it for a week, and we'll talk to you next week. You just ran out of time. Thanks, James. You got a whole week to think about it. And apologies to Chuck in Rockford. He's got a week to think about it, too, and so do you. So until then, well, until tomorrow night, we'll be live again at 10 o'clock, but we won't be doing trivia, but we will next Monday. Until then, we thank Dan for keeping us on the air and putting up with us. We thank John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank all of you who called and all of the good wishes for Scotty. That makes me feel better. And he will not be forgotten, and neither will Doo-Wop. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.